Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Straight talk. One of the attributes most admired in the workplace is straight talk. It's a universal principle that shareholders, customers, employees, colleagues, and vendors all prefer people who talk straight. Is this attribute one of character or of competence? I'd suggest both. To speak is a behavior, and therefore it's what we do. But behaviors come out of who we are, which is character. When I served as a regional finance director with a major hotel company, it didn't take me long to second guess what my leadership meant when they'd use phrases such as business process re-engineering or right-sizing or optimizing the workplace. What I realized they really meant was layoffs, which also translated into long days behind closed doors with an organizational chart and a calculator. I hear that same lack of straight talk today from many in the workplace. What does, quote, that could work, end quote, even mean? Is that a yes or a no? How about this one, quote, I'll try to get it to you by Friday, end quote. Does such a statement fill you with confidence it'll all be wrapped up by the weekend? When someone tells you they're, quote, crazy busy, end quote, slammed or buried, do you feel they'll give full and focused attention to your request? Three words we often hear in tight succession today in the workplace are diversity, equity, and inclusion. Collectively, they're commonly abbreviated to D, E, and I. Standing alone, they all sound like quite positive words, but when pulled together, I actually fear that they're causing more harm than good. Having diverse opinions in the workplace can be very healthy indeed. Some of the best outcomes I've observed on complex work projects have been derived by individuals who had completely different personalities, came from varied backgrounds and contrasting ways of seeing the working world. Watch such individuals came up with as a team was far greater than the work of a lone genius. I've seen the fruits of synergy fall from the tree countless times in teams where differences of opinion were actively sought out and encouraged. But the challenge is the word diversity today doesn't mean the same thing. They're not talking straight. What such deceptive individuals are really saying is that jobs and vendor contracts should be awarded based on factors outside of someone's control, namely skin color, gender, or sexual orientation. And to me, that's just plain wrong. As a recovering accountant, I recall that the word equity is the difference between assets and liabilities. Whereas assets are what the organization owns, liabilities are what the organization owes. The delta is equity, what the organization owes the owners because they own the business. Translating this into the workforce, I believe that each and every employee is owed the right to be treated fairly and have the same opportunity to make a positive contribution and be rewarded rightly for the efforts they make. But unfortunately, the word equity today doesn't mean the same thing. The implication within the new lexicon is that institutional wrongs committed many, many, many generations ago need to be corrected today. The thought process being more inequity creates equity. And to me, that's just plain wrong and is a form of double speak. It's just not straight talk. Finally, to be inclusive in today's workplace is indirectly and in a roundabout kind of way, accusing organizations of having explicit or implicit bias, which creates an exclusive culture. I can't see the wood for the trees on that definition, can you? All I know is that having worked in various countries around the world and across 28 states as an employee, and now as a business owner, we just cared about getting the job done. Male, female, religious affiliation or sexual orientation were not, and are still not, matters on the collective table for discussion. We just wanted the best person for the job. I believe what organizations need more than ever today is men and women of impeccable character and unquestionable competence. Who they are and what they do will chart the direction of their work teams and organizations for many, many years to come as they sail through these temporal stormy seas. A reliable compass at the end of the day is one that shows true north. And I believe that straight talking is such a compass in an upside down world.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.